Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al Petrelli on the hotline right now. TSO doing a first ever live stream event.
Well, this is going to be great in a lot of different ways. Yeah. You've heard the legend of it. Like, you know, if you've never been to a TSO show, I assure you it's always going to be best in person. But that being said, if you've never gone, you don't know how to convince somebody. You're the one true believer in your house, like how great it is. You flip this thing on, everybody gets a little taste of it, but you're like, you haven't seen it in person yet. You haven't felt the flames or seen the lasers or heard the music, you know, in person.
Emotion run through you.
So this will be great, man.
Our next guest is the co-founder of the band who, over the last two decades, has become a holiday touring juggernaut, thrilling millions upon millions along the way. And over the years, he has become a great friend to the show. The band is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. His name is Al Petrelli.
Of course you're going to do a live show. Of course it's going to be awesome. And
yes, sir.
Excellent.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, man. How is everything?
Everything is great, all things considered. How about yourself, family, everybody over there? Y'all good?
Yeah, everybody's okay here. 80 degrees today, the last warm day they're predicting, so I'm going to jump on the bike and go try to put 100, 150 miles in real quick.
Good, man. You rule.
Yeah, no.
It's good to hear your voice.
You too.
And we get to talk about something happy today.
Yeah. Well, this is, we were just talking about, this is perfect for people who haven't taken the plunge and gone to see it, because it's unusual. This isn't like any other show. You don't know anything there's to compare it to. So some people maybe haven't tried it, and you go, look, watch this. If you think this is interesting, you should see this in person. You should feel the fire coming from the pyro. You should see with the lasers and the snow and the everything that happens on that stage and the, you know, projection mapping and the musicianship. It'll be a great way to hang out on a Friday night.
You know what? I love talking to you so much, I don't have to say much.
I know. You know what? That's
you
a problem.
You love this thing as much as I do, brother, and that's what makes me happy. Yeah. And you're right. You know, for people who've never seen it, this is an opportunity to, A, first and foremost, you know, in the safety of your living room with your fireplace going, with your family, with your kids, with whomever you got, you know, you get to watch a very up-close and intimate performance of, you know, our favorite story ever, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, written by Paul O'Neill. And for folks who have been coming, you know, to that incredible arena year after year after year, you're going to see something yet again completely different, because it is going to be, you know, a front row seat to everybody watching.
Yeah, I'm a true believer. Like, I'm one of those guys, like, I'll go see it every year because it makes me feel better to watch it. Plus, I love live shows, I love live music, I love you and every, you know, the band and just everything about it. So you do, you tend to get really excited and try to convince your friends. I drug the curmudgeon of all curmudgeons, my buddy Big Eric, and that's when you were so great to us. It was my girlfriend and then Eric and his wife right there on the front row, and even I caught him, like, the curmudgeon, he doesn't watch movies like Iron Man and Marvel because they couldn't be true in real life, so he doesn't enjoy them in movies. That's who this guy is.
Exactly. I know the type very well.
He came out of there like he was like, you were 100% right. It was incredible.
And good.
He's got triplets, and I promise you, a couple of years from now, they're going to need to be a little bit older. He will be there in the middle of that, showing his kids that.
Well, that's how this thing is built for 20-something years now. You know, people say, you know, we're going to see this crazy Russian Christmas band or whatever it is. You know, they don't know what to make of it. And, you know, people have, like, dragged their kids kicking and screaming. You know, they're in the front row rolling their eyes. And all of a sudden, 30 seconds into the first song, they got their fists in the air going, this is the greatest thing they've ever seen.
Yep.
you know. I mean, you've watched it grow up. I've watched it grow up. You know, it's something that I just sit back and, you know, I can't help but smile and think how proud I am of this. And here we are in you know, globally, something so horrible that's going on. You know, management, the O'Neill family, everybody involved said, you know, there's not a chance we're going to let 2020 end without us making a statement and doing something special. Not only for, you know, yourself and the folks who've been supporting us for years, but also for us, man. This is who we are, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up this morning and knew I was going to talk to you. And my wife said, "What's the matter?" I said, "I don't know. It's just, this is different." She's like, "Look, it's the first day of school. It's just a different school. Now go to work."
Yeah, that's it. That's going to be what people remember about how all of us acted. Like, were you
exactly.
cool? Did you handle it, or did you run around screaming at the sky? You know, shaking your fist. You just listen, man. Accept what you can't. You change, and then just get on with your day.
And just listen, adapt, overcome, and improvise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because everybody's suffering from the same situation. You know, first and foremost, man, everybody stay safe. Do the best that you can do. Let's eradicate this horrible thing off the planet ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's get back to, albeit, you know, our old lives or maybe a new norm. And let's concentrate on the positives that have come from this thing. And we'll figure it out together. There's no reason to complain to each other. Everybody's got the same thing going on.
That's right.
So the only thing we could do is you know, talk about, okay, what's going to be something great to share together? How do we get away from this thing for 90 minutes together?
Yeah.
On December 18th, we're going to plug in and we're going to play. It's going to be a live performance. You know, that's it. I got one shot at this with the band to make it as great as anything you've ever seen. And once they say that's a take, we're done.
Yeah. This is, it will be, I promise you, man, I could not endorse this any harder. You'll love it. It'll be fantastic. December 18th, it's a perfect time. It's a Friday night. You know, get a giant high-definition TV, hook your speakers up, and let it rip. Because it's, I'm telling you, it's, I try to explain, I go, it's somewhere between, like, Iron Maiden and It's a Wonderful Life had a baby. Like, it's, yeah.
Oh my God! You say it the best, always, dude. You're the best.
It's because it's just so much going on, man. And again, and I hope in Nashville where this is going to be shot. I was going to say something about an audience, but there will be no audience, of course. So nobody will be in there.
Physically, there will not be an audience there because obviously, you know, that's why we can't have our normal conversation.
Right.
But, you know, in my mind and in my heart and everybody on that stage, there's a huge audience
sure.
there because, you know, for 21 years we've been playing for you guys, you know.
It'll
so
be the
all
biggest
I got to do
one.
Is close my eyes and imagine your face downstage center in the front row with your fist in the air.
Yes.
You know, and all those smiles and all, you know, all the great things that are associated with a TSO show, I get to carry with me for the rest of my life, and I'm going to carry it right into that production facility in Nashville, as is everybody else on that stage, and just go do what we do.
Yep.
Okay, because the audience is there. You know, you may not be able to kind of reach out and high-five each other, a fist bump, but you guys are all going to be there with us. And, you know, that's the beauty of what this is. It's going to be different, but I promise you it's going to be, like, on a different level of, like, incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of those things that you have so much opportunity. You know, if Paul O'Neill was here with us today, he wouldn't see this as like a big problem. He'd be like, yo, now we have other elements we can add to this. There are things mm-hmm. we can create ahead of time to make this even bigger and better and more storyline and more creative editing. But what I was going to say before is like, oh, it's not Christmas till the awkward guy in the wolf sweater dances. You know, there's always
exactly.
that guy who's so happy. And there's a guy in Kansas City. I see him every year. He's a thin guy, maybe in his early 50s. I can't tell if he's with somebody or not, but he stands up by himself. He's always in the first 15, 20 rows, and this dude's the happiest guy in the world. It's like,
yeah.
I can't tell you how much I love it.
Yeah, and those are the things that, you know, I'm going to just reflect upon and just, you know, I'm going to have a Les Paul around my neck like I always do, and I'm going to look out and I'm going to see all you guys, you know, and then you're going to be sitting in your living room. You know, it's going to be safe. You know, the fireplace goes, the eggnog, the McCallans, whatever you got going on, you know, and hot chocolate for the kids and the marshmallows and all that stuff, and just, like, sit down and watch us do our thing and let's celebrate, you know, Paul's story together. Because you get, everybody will have a front row seat. This is going to be, like, a lot more intimate and up close and personal than anything anybody's ever experienced. So that in itself is going to be really exciting.
Yeah. No, this will be the biggest audience you've ever played to.
You know what? I hope so, and I look forward to it. And you know, everybody that I've spoken to is like, man, we can't wait. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm like, no, man, thank you for putting us on the map and being with us for, you know, a couple decades now. So, you know, it would never happen not having TSO around the holidays. And here we are. It's again, it's different. Thank God for technology, and thank God for, you know, Paul O'Neill and the O'Neill family. you know, for creating something that we can carry on for as long as we can.
You know what? Nikki had a great idea. She was like, what about a Zoom audience, like a worldwide Zoom audience that they could cut back and forth to, people seeing it for the first time, like, you know, cutting to those Zoom cameras and their own cameras, like watching the show happen.
You know, I would bet the production's talking about something like that as we speak. Yeah. You know, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Anything that makes it happen. My task at hand right now is making the band the best it's ever been. Because, brother, we got one shot at this. You know, yeah. And I've told you for years, you know, and you know how much we rehearse when we go to Omaha.
Yeah, weeks.
You know, we run the show, you know, 50, 60 times over the course of the month just to make sure that the first show is perfect. You know, and then the second show, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, last night this happened. Let's look at this. That's it. I got one shot at this.
Yeah, which that's going to be it's fascinating in that because I know it's easy to take it for granted from an audience standpoint. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions for the audience to hear because they don't always know. How many trucks are you guys traveling with? How many semis? How many, you know, full length, full size, over the road semis?
Oh, last year we had 20, I think.
How many?
You know, 20 trucks and I think 12 buses.
How many sound guys? Like, you know, think about the band, the crew, the pyro, all those guys, all told. How many people are moving through this country at one time?
Well, probably, you know, close to 300 between both bands. You know, I mean, I know that we got about 100 people on the crew. You got 20 people in the band, you know, caterers. I mean, from, you know, truck drivers, bus drivers. You know, they're this, you know, we've had to, you know, create jobs over the years because the thing just got so big. It's like, how are we going to pull this off? I don't know. We'll figure it out, you know. In 99, we had one 24-foot box truck, you know.
Yeah.
Last year, I looked out in the parking lot before we loaded out of Omaha. I was like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, like one of my children growing up, you know, graduating college, now a Victorian, and going on to, like, you know, do things that I couldn't even imagine. That's what this thing is to me.
It's there's so many moving parts and pieces, so many incredible musicians, so many the best of the best pyro guys, light guys, music, you know, sound guys. The rig, you know, being a music nerd, like, it always, I've seen a bazillion shows, and I've never seen a PA and a rig like that anywhere in the world, including Roger Waters. Like, it's the biggest one I've ever seen.
That's saying a lot, brother, and I appreciate it. But listen, you know, from the jump, we've been talking for years now. You know, Paul O'Neill wanted to create the biggest thing on the planet. He and the O'Neill family, they just, you know, you guys embraced us, made us part of your tradition, you know, have shown us love and respect for decades now. You know, Paul said, you know, in return, I want to give you a bigger show than we did last year, and we've accomplished that for 21 years of touring. You know, okay, so, we can't do that this year, so what are we going to do? Well, we're going to give you the biggest thing that we can possibly give you now, you know, again, in the safety of your living room. So it's going to be different. It's a new normal, but that's what we do, you know.
Yeah, that'll be great.
You never know what tomorrow is going to bring us. Just prepare for it and hope for the best, and whatever hand you get dealt, deal with it.
That's it. Hey, listen, Trans-Siberian.com. It all goes on sale now. Reserve your place. Get in there. It happens December 18th. It's going to be fantastic. Do not miss this. It's a great way to show everybody what you've already been talking about. Trans-Siberian.com. And Al, well, we'll talk again before December 18th for sure.
Oh, without a doubt, my brother. You just stay safe. Much love as usual.
Yep.
And I'll kind of see you.
Yeah.
But I'll see you, I promise.
Love you, brother. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.